Utah House looks at tax credits for clean fuel vehicles. Governor Herbert is against a bill eliminating the need for a concealed carry permit. And legislators join a coalition of groups from the private sector to promote workplace safety. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Friday, March 1st. I'm Brian Grimmett. The Utah House passed a bill today that would provide tax credits to those who purchase clean fuel vehicles over the next 5 years. KUER's Terry Gilday reports.
Republican Representative Jack Draxler's bill, HB 96, would change the current tax incentive program by eliminating credits for gasoline and propane vehicles. The Logan lawmaker hopes his legislation would motivate people to buy cars and trucks that produce minimal or zero emissions.
We feel that now we have the all-electric vehicles eligible for a tax incentive. We have the hybrid vehicles, and we have the natural gas vehicles, both those that are originally equipment-manufactured gasoline vehicles and those that are converted to natural gas.
Draxler told lawmakers on the House floor that constituent concerns over poor air quality prompted him to draft a bill that would change and extend the Clean Fuel Tax Credit Program. Up to $500,000 of the program would be funded by income tax revenue from the Education Fund. The rest of the money would be taken out of the general fund. The bill passed on a vote of 58-13. It now heads to the Senate for consideration. Terry Gilday, KUER News.
Governor Gary Herbert met this week with Republican State Representative John Mathis of Vernal to talk about his concerns about House Bill 76. That's the bill that would allow Utahns to carry a concealed weapon without a permit.
I think the laws we have on the books right now protect our Second Amendment rights. And in the environment that we have today, where there's a lot of emotion because of the mass shootings in Connecticut or Colorado, I think the laws we have on the books are adequate to protect our Second Amendment rights, and I don't see any need to change.
Herbert says he learned in the meeting that Mathis is not motivated by the current climate around gun laws, but by issues raised by his rural constituents. Herbert says he believes Mathis' intentions are good, but the governor doesn't support the bill in its current form. House Bill 76 was debated on the House floor Tuesday, but then was circled at the top of the calendar by Majority Leader Brad Dee. That postpones a vote, and it's not clear whether the bill will be brought back to the House floor for further consideration. The Utah House of Representatives approved a bill yesterday that sets guidelines on openly carrying firearms. Republican State Representative Paul Ray of Clearfield says House Bill 268 would give law enforcement the ability to cite someone for disorderly conduct if they're carrying something like a semi-automatic assault rifle that's not properly encased.
If you decide to make a political statement and strap an AR-15 in your back and go shopping, there's a very good likelihood you could get cited for disorderly conduct under this bill. But we also protect the individual who is doing an open carry or is concealed, and maybe when they reach back to pay, their gun becomes exposed. We protect those people from getting a disorderly conduct ticket.
The bill says a law officer may apprehend somebody who's engaging in violent, tumultuous, threatening, or other behavior that would cause a reasonable person to fear for the safety of any other person. Democratic Representative Brian King of Salt Lake City argued the bill implicitly defines a reasonable person as one who's not afraid of or concerned about a holstered firearm.
It seems to me that what we're doing is moving in the direction of trying to increase the comfort level of citizens of the state of Utah with openly carrying, although holstered, but nevertheless, openly carrying visible firearms. I think that that's folly.
HB 268 passed the House 54-12, largely on party lines, and now goes to the Senate for consideration. A coalition of manufacturers, retailers, and agencies, including law enforcement and mass transit, have come together to promote safety across Utah. Democratic State Senator Karen Main of West Valley City says it's something we all need to learn to live together.
As we say, with all these good organizations and companies, we have come together to build a culture of safety.
Scott Bruce is the general manager of Health, Safety, Environment, and Quality at Rio Tinto Kennecott Utah Copper. He says the company's safety success has come from employees working in a caring environment.
We try to have quality safety interactions with them every day. And the best ideas are coming up from the employment and those people that are involved.
Two concurrent resolutions in the legislature promoting safety are sponsored by Senator Maine, and they're moving through the legislature this session. The Senate passed her SJR 8 yesterday, and it encourages the Utah Driver License Division to include testing and education on safety around rail lines.
The University of Utah has suspended its swimming coach because of an investigation of sexual abuse allegations of underage female swimmers. Utah Athletic Director Chris Hill announced the suspension of Greg Winslow Thursday. Richard Marshiner was appointed interim coach. The Utah women's team is competing at the Pac-12 Championships in Washington. Hill says his department first learned of the accusations Wednesday night. No charges have been filed against Winslow, but Hill says he believes the allegations are serious enough to warrant the suspension pending further investigation. The Utah Highway Patrol is buying 350 portable road signs that read, "Slow down, crash ahead." They're one strategy to help protect troopers as they investigate accidents on the side of the road. So far this year, 16 troopers or their cars have been hit by passing vehicles on Utah highways. There were just 12 similar incidents through all of last year. The prospect of a dam in the Gooseberry Narrows area of San Pete County has been planned and discussed for decades. But now the Deseret News reports some groups in Carbon County are asking for another review. The U.S. Bureau of Reclamation approved plans for the dam last year. Now the Carbon County Water Conservation District and some environmental groups argue the federal environmental analysis is inadequate. San Pete County authorities say the water is needed for irrigation, while Carbon County has argued for years they need to keep the water flowing through their streams. Equine herpes, a highly contagious disease that can kill horses, has turned up again in Utah. Several animals have been quarantined in Cache County, where four cases have been discovered. Two of the five horses were euthanized. Hundreds of horses have been quarantined at a major show jumping event in Ocala, Florida. Humans can't get the disease, but they can help spread it between horses on their hands or by using contaminated tack or feeding buckets. And finally, a 13-year-old dog saved a woman's life by alerting her to a house fire in Layton. But the dog couldn't escape itself and died in the fire. Layton firefighters say Jake, who was a Golden Retriever Labrador mix, woke his owner as she was taking a nap. She escaped out of a second-floor window, but she couldn't lift Jake. The contents of the home were destroyed. And that is your KUER News Pod for Friday, March 1st. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.